Our New Testament scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. In your pew Bible, that's page 34 in the New Testament. Mark, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way." The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Picture the field mouse scurrying around on the ground, foraging for food. With its voice, it praises God. Picture the wild flower reaching its petals up to the sun. With its voice, it praises God. Picture the lion roaring out across the African plains. With its voice, it worships God. Picture the mountain stream rushing over the cliff, down the waterfalls to the pool below. With its voice, it praises God. Picture the wild Mustang running across the hillside. With its voice, it praises God. Picture the giant sequoia redwood tree shooting up into the heavens, branches spread out before the sun. With its voice, it praises God. Picture the sheep herded on the hillsides of Bethlehem, braying to the moon at night. With their voices, they worship God. Picture the heavenly host cutting open the sky, lifting their voices to proclaim the birth of the newborn child. With their voices, they praise God. Picture the shepherds humbly entering into a stable to see a newborn baby. And as they depart, with their voices, they praise God. The psalmist in Psalm 150 exhorts us, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Praise the Lord. In fact, I hadn't really thought about it until preparing for today. That is the final exhortation of all the Psalms. 150 Psalms, page upon page of praise. And the final statement is, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." It's what we're called to do. It's what we're designed to do as human beings, as part of the creation, to praise the Lord. We're in the midst of a sermon series titled "Let Love Speak," and we're talking about Jesus Christ coming to this place and allowing love to enter into this world in a new and powerful way. And it's an interesting Advent series as we've been going through this book together. And by the way, we do have more of these outside. If you haven't gotten one, just pick one up and start using it tomorrow. They're a great opportunity for us to kind of think about Advent in maybe a new way, because we're reading Psalms instead of prophecy. We're reading the Psalms, and today the Psalm is Psalm 150. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And what a great reminder at this time of year. Because we get hustling and bustling and we run around from place to place and got to go to party and get the right clothes and get the right presents. And oh my goodness, it's just a wild time of year. But that exhortation to stop and praise the Lord. So I'm going to invite you to consider three ways to let everything that exists praise the Lord. First of all, find your praise voice. How do you praise the Lord? What God-given gifts allow you to praise God in a meaningful way? Sure, the choir, that's easy. They have actual voices. They sing. Musicians play. That's a very easy way to look. But others of us praise God in other ways. Whether you might teach Sunday school, or volunteer with the youth group, or participate in preparing for fellowship events here at the church. I love the fact that one session meeting, we were talking about the Hispanic ministry and the fact that Pastor Jonathan was moving on and how are we going to find leadership for that. And one of the concerns was music leadership. And Scott Duncan, who's whiter than white, said, you know, I speak Spanish and I play guitar. And I'd be happy to go and help with our Hispanic ministry to help lead worship. Some of you may have said, well, did somebody offend Scott? I haven't seen him for a few weeks. Scott is upstairs, and he's using his voice to praise God up there and helping our Hispanic ministry worship God. Now, for those of us that are young parents, have you ever considered changing a diaper as praising God? Lori's like, no. Andrea's like, no. But you're nurturing this little child and helping this little child grow. So these are opportunities if we kind of turn things around and say, in this act, I'm using my voice to praise God. What's your praise voice? Find your praise voice and praise God. I'll never forget the sermon I heard years and years ago. Pastor was talking and he said he got onto a bus one time and the bus driver was so happy and cheerful and he started driving down the road and started singing. And the pastor went up to him at the end of the ride and said, hey, I just want to tell you, you're so cheerful. You're the first cheerful bus driver I've ever seen. And the guy said, you know, I'm a Christian and my pastor just reminded me that wherever we go, that's our church. So this bus is my sanctuary, and I'm worshiping God here. And I thought, wow, that's a great thing. Wherever you go, you take the church with you. When you enter a building, that's the sanctuary, and you lift your voice to praise God. I want to encourage you to find your voice and praise God intentionally. The second way we can let everything that has breath praise the Lord is to encourage others. We do that by encouraging groups like the Kid Singers, La Semilla, Morning Garden, Laundry Love, lots of different opportunities where we encourage others to use their voice to praise God. It's a great opportunity. Come next week, invite your friends. An opportunity to encourage our choir members and our musicians to praise God in the way that they do. And just to encourage them, be their cheerleader. Be here to praise God with them and to encourage them. Now, here's a side note. Encouraging others is a lifelong journey. And sometimes when you encourage others to lift their voice to praise God, they start a little falteringly. I love the fact that this is a family church and we don't have perfect performers up here. We have imperfect performers who are on the road, but they're lifting their voice to praise God. I would much rather have somebody who is doing it, not perfectly, but doing it with their whole heart, than having somebody that's up there, professional and all that. I like the professionals too, don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying we strive for excellence and we try to teach. Last week, we had our youth worship team up here. They faltered a little bit. There was a few wrong notes. Okay, there was a lot of wrong notes. But I praise God that they're up here doing it. And every time that they do it, I think, this is great. I don't want to glorify my own past, but that's kind of how I started. I was up there playing my 12 string and playing my 6 string and playing the bass, and I hit a lot of wrong notes. But now I'm okay. I play a little bit better than I did back then. And I love the fact that this church is so nurturing and so encouraging to our young people, because in that they become healthy, strong, and they feel encouraged to lift their voices to praise God. And that's what the encouragement and exhortation of this psalm is: let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Not just the ones that we want to hear, but everything that has breath praise the Lord. I got ahead of myself a little bit, but the psalmist does not say, let everything that is paid praise the Lord. The psalmist says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. One of my pastor friends said the other day at my covenant group, he said, you know, at the end of meetings, I like to say, would somebody who's not paid to do so, please pray. I like that. I'm going to start doing that. We want to encourage everything that has breath to praise the Lord. Not just professionals, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So let us continue to do that here at this church, professionals and non-professionals alike. And then thirdly, look to see what voices have been silenced. From the reading today, concerts are popular during Advent, especially the sing-along Messiah. They are a creative way to praise God and share the story of Christmas through instruments and voices. They allow everyone to contribute their unique sounds. If only that were true of human relationships. Unfortunately, we live in a world where not all voices are invited to join the chorus. As a brief statement of faith confesses, which is one of our statements of faith in our Book of Confessions, quote, in a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples of Christ, to Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of peoples long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. Think for a minute. What voices in our culture, what voices in our church, what voices in your community have been silenced? Oftentimes in church, it's children and youth. I don't think that's true in our church, but sometimes it is. Sometimes in churches, it's the older adults that are silenced. People dismiss what they say or dismiss what they like and enjoy in music. Oh, you're out of touch. You've had your time. Now it's our turn. That's why I love the fact that we're striving to become more intergenerational and intercultural. That's the whole idea of that, is appreciating people of all ages, what they bring, letting people of all ages praise God with their voice, and letting people of other cultures praise God, and to appreciate that as well. I'll never forget the story of two women of this church who will remain nameless. They are no longer with us. But one of them said they first started coming to the church and the choir had sung something and it was so uplifting and so beautiful and she was so excited and she just naturally started to clap her hands. And the person next to her, who was a very reserved Presbyterian woman, grabbed her hands, pushed them down on her lap and said, oh, we don't do that here. Well, that was quiet. That was silencing her voice, wasn't it? I don't want to do that. When people want to worship God, when people want to praise God, I want to give them voice. I want to empower them to have voice. Anytime we criticize a certain style of music because we don't like it, we're silencing a voice. Anytime we criticize, well, I just said that. I'm not going to say it again. How do we empower people? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. To encourage them to do so. To me, that's exciting. Let's look to see what voices have been silenced and empower them to praise God. Now, on Christmas Eve, we're going to have a combined worship service. We're going to have times where we have Spanish involved in that. And I know sometimes that's frustrating for those of us, I'll include myself, that don't speak Spanish and don't understand Spanish well. But this, I want you to think, every time you start to feel uncomfortable with a style of music or words that are spoken in another language, allow this verse to rise to the surface. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And just say, I'm doing that. I'm letting them praise God, and I am participating in that. And that empowers others to do so. In fact, on Christmas Eve, we're going to start with the traditional posada. So we're going to be in here in worship, and we're going to have our Hispanics kind of hidden behind the doors, and they're going to be knocking on the door and singing, let us in, let us in. And they're going to have some Hispanics inside here saying, we're not going to let you in. There's no room here. Mary and Joseph, go somewhere else. There's no room. We're full. And we're going to go around the room. That's how we're going to start the service. I'm really excited to do that. The words of that are really fascinating. Until they finally figure out, oh, it's Mary and Joseph. Oh, come on in. We have a stable here for you. And that's us as a congregation, letting others, giving them voice, letting everything that has breath praise the Lord. To sum up, find your praise voice and praise God with it. Secondly, encourage others who are praising God. And thirdly, empower those whose voices have been silenced.